most analysts expect to see cattle on feed about 6% higher in this week's report. Corn harvest continues ahead of last year's pace despite the weather. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 17th of October. Wet, muddy, and cold conditions continued to hamper livestock movement and auction demand on Tuesday. Cattle futures closed mostly lower, buoyed by support late in the day, but amid limited trade and interest overall. Except for 12 cents and 10 cents higher in near Feb and April, respectively, live cattle futures closed an average of 30 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 63 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were steady on choice and firm on select, with light to moderate demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 19 cents lower Tuesday afternoon at $204.61 a hundredweight. Select was 66 cents higher at $192.55. Except mixed for wheat, cash bids for grains and soybeans were lower Tuesday. Analysts with the Daily National Grain Market Summary explained pressure came from crop progress and harvest being ahead of last year despite recent wet weather. They added concerns remain for soybean quality due to moisture, with reports from producers of pods opening up and dropping beans. More on those conditions in a moment. Wheat bids were 4.5 cents lower to 2 cents higher. Soybean bids were 2.75 cents to 6.75 cents lower. Sorghum bids were 5.5 cents lower. Corn bids were 2 to 3 cents lower, while corn futures closed mostly 2 to 3 cents lower. Back to those crop conditions and harvest. 39% of the corn crop is in the bin, according to the latest USDA crop progress report. That's 12% more than last year and 4% more than the average. 68% is in good or excellent condition, compared to 65% last year. Conversely, 38% of the soybean crop is harvested, which is 9% less than last year and 15% less than the average. 66% is in good or excellent condition, compared to 61% last year. As for pasture and range conditions, they mostly improved again last week. Nationally, 49% is in good or excellent condition, which was 1% more than a week earlier and 9% more than a year earlier. 21% is rated as poor or very poor, which was 1% less than a week earlier and 4% less than last year. With grazing in mind, 65% of winter wheat is planted, which is 7% more than last year, but 2% less than the average. 44% is emerged, which is 9% more than last year and 3% more than the average. Major U.S. financial indices surged higher Tuesday, lifted by strong quarterly earnings across a broad base of companies, including Morgan Stanley, Netflix, and United Health. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 547 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 59 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 214 points. When the next monthly cattle on feed report comes out Friday, most analysts expect September feedlot placements and marketings to be about even with last year, but they look for the number of cattle on feed October 1st to be about 6% more than last year. For instance, despite profitability concerns, analysts at Allendale Inc. expect placements to be 0.2% more than last year at 2.154 million head. If so, they say that would be the largest placement for the month in 7 years and mark the fifth consecutive month of higher year-over-year placements. The folks at Allendale expect marketings in September to be 0.7% less than last year at 1.771 million head. Finally, they look for the number of cattle on feed October 1st to be 5.9% more than a year earlier at 11.446 million head. That would be record high for the month since the data series began in 1996. That's your cattle current market update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 17th of October. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.